Hey, freedom seeker. Let's face it, entrepreneurship takes a heavy toll on our minds and bodies. If we aren't careful, we can end up down and out before we even reach our goals. When I interviewed Carl Pradelli, the founder of Nature City, I knew I wanted to share his brand with you. Carl is meticulous about sourcing honest, quality ingredients. Unlike many big name supplement companies that cut corners to save costs, Nature City has never wavered from offering the highest quality possible. You need to take care of your body if you want to keep your business running, right? So head over to naturecity.com/freedom to see their full lineup of supplements. And while you're there, check out TrueMind. What I love about TrueMind is that it promotes sustained mental energy for up to 5 hours without a crash. It's exactly what you need to stay productive without the jitters. Keep your wits about you, friend. Keep your mind sharp. Go to naturecity.com/freedom and get 15% off your order today. That's naturecity.com/freedom. I want to tell you something that would have sounded crazy 3 years ago. Heck, even 2 years ago. Some of the biggest names on the internet, people with millions of followers, people who built their entire brand on social media, are quietly shifting their energy somewhere else. Not to a new social platform, not to YouTube Shorts or whatever the next thing is, but to Substack. And when I say thing, I mean social media. Substack is a newsletter platform, so it's very different than a social media platform. And when you hear why, it's going to make a lot of sense. Welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland. I appreciate you joining me. Let's dig in. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey friend, it's Lindsay. Pause with me for just a second. You're listening to this podcast right now, and maybe you've listened to a dozens or hundreds of episodes. Maybe you've just even done all the things. You've bought the courses, bookmarked articles, joined the Facebook groups, all because you know you need reoccurring income. It's something that's been weighing on you for a while. You might have heard me talk about it, the someday dream. Well, we're going to make this the today action. It's time to get moving. And here's the thing. You've got all the information at your fingertips. And the fact of the matter is, you don't need any more information. You're drowning in information. What you really are starving for is clarity. Everybody in the world is teaching you what to build. And YouTube is full of how-tos. But nobody is helping you figure out which one fits your business, your lifestyle, your actual audience. Which model makes sense for you? How do you know if people are going to pay for it? Where do you even start? Those are not questions that another podcast episode can answer. You, my friend, need clarity, and that's what I created for you. It's a free guide. It's called Earn 5K per Month on Repeat. 5 simple steps that help you figure out what you should build to get that reoccurring income flowing. And it's not just what everybody else is building. It's what makes sense for your business. Because here's the truth. You don't need more information. You need to see your specific path forward. That is clarity. And that's what this guide does. So text the word freedom to 55444 and I will send it straight to you. Again, that's freedom to 55444. It's time to stop listening to all the things and start building. Okay, but definitely keep listening to this one episode, shall we? The point is, the next step is waiting for you in the guide. So take action, get that guide sent to you, and let's build something together. All right, back to the episode. As you know, I help people build online business assets that really I like to focus on ones that pay you monthly on repeat, because that's truly where freedom is birthed. This episode is one of the most important conversations I think we can have right now, because if you're still pouring tons of energy into social media and wondering why it doesn't feel sustainable, well, that's because it's not. And this might be the episode that changes how you see everything. All right, we're going to break this down into 5 key points, okay? Point number 1, why are people leaving? Why are they moving to Substack? Well, they're tired of renting land that they'll never own. Every follower you have on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, they're not yours. It's borrowed. And it also, they can get stagnant. The platform owns the relationship and they can change the rules any single time they want. We've all seen it. Reach drops overnight. One day Facebook's promoting carousels, the next day it's reels, the next day it's something else. Accounts get flagged and shut down. This actually just recently happened to a good friend of mine, one of the most wholesome people you've ever met. Her account got shut down and Instagram said it was because she posted illicit content, which she didn't. But there was no debating it. There was no going back. They said, once you've been flagged for this, we will never reinstate your account. No human would get involved. And that was that. She's like, I'm done with Instagram. I don't blame her. Let's talk about Dan Coe. If you don't know him, he's a writer and creator with millions of followers across platforms, has been very public about shifting his core business to his newsletter and Substack. His whole message is that building on social media is building on someone else's land. The people on his email list, well, those are his people. Nobody can take that away. Point number two, the algorithm doesn't reward consistency. It rewards addiction. Social media platforms are designed to keep people scrolling, not to reward your hard work, all the effort you have put into creating the content. You could post every single day and still have your best content buried. The game here is rigged, right? I mean, it really has been, it's always that guessing game of figuring out the algorithm and what's new. We've talked a lot about it here on this podcast, haven't we? Because that has been where so much attention has been put in the past. So for those of my friends out there listening who are really kind of burnt out on social media, this is the best episode you could be listening to right now. Substack works differently. When someone subscribes, your post lands in their inbox. No algorithm deciding if you're worthy that day. Does that make sense? Every post you make is going to go to their inbox. Justin Welsh, who built a multi-million dollar one-person business, has talked openly about this. He spent years mastering LinkedIn and Instagram and eventually realized the energy he was putting into the algorithm game could be redirected into something that actually compounds. His newsletter now drives the majority of his business, not his social posts. Boom. Yes. Let's give that a happy day. Point number three. Substack actually pays, and the numbers are getting hard to ignore. This one surprised even me when I dug into it. Paid subscriptions on Substack jumped 138% from 2024 to 2025. The median time for a new creator to earn their first dollar dropped to 66 days. And we're not talking about massive accounts. We're talking about niche creators with loyal, small audiences charging $7 to $10 a month. Jay Klaus, as example, founder of Creator Science, made the move to Substack and has been documenting it publicly. He's not just using it as a newsletter. He's running his community there, hosting his podcast there, selling access to his content library. One platform, multiple income streams, audience he owns. That's the model that's starting to make a lot of people rethink everything. Point number four. People are craving real, and Substack rewards depth over performance. There's a reason people are exhausted by social media, and it's not just the algorithm. It's the performance of it. The trending audios, the hooks, the faces you have to make for the thumbnail. It's so much. And audiences are starting to feel that exhaustion too. They're craving something real, something that actually goes somewhere. Substack is long form by nature. It rewards writers, thinkers, storytellers, people who have something to actually say. And here's what I find really interesting. The creators winning on Substack aren't the ones who are most polished. They're the ones who are the most honest. That's a very different game. And frankly, it's the one that I'd rather play as well. Point number five, it's closer to an owned asset than anything else out there. Now, let's be real. Substack, you don't own Substack, right? When you go create one, you're not the owner of it. You're not the owner of the platform. But, and PS, they do take a cut of your paid subscriptions and they control the discovery features. Okay, those are true facts. But what makes it different from social media platforms, generally speaking, is that you can export your subscriber list anytime. Those emails are yours. If Substack disappeared tomorrow, you'd still have every single person who subscribed to you. You cannot get emails from your social media followers without some fancy list scrubbing tool or whatever. They're literally giving it to you. That's the thing that changes the game. Smart creators are using Substack as the front door where people find them. Think about Amazon. If you're going to build a product and sell it on Amazon, Amazon's bringing you the buyers. Etsy's bringing you the buyers, right? Versus, say, Shopify, where you have to drive the traffic to your store, but you get more of a percentage. That's the trade-off here. So you don't have to necessarily be the one out hustling to find the people that are going to follow you, but you do get to reap the rewards of those that do. All right, I am going to put on my automation hat for a second and also suggest that you leverage Biz-in-a-Box Solutions CRM if you don't have a CRM, because you can use a third-party tool like a Zapier to pull the list from Substack on a regular basis and push it over into your CRM so you always maintain ownership of your list. Guys, this is so important. I'm going to go on a little bunny trail right now and tell you this happens more than I thought ever in my life, that businesses would have gaps in their list building. Like, your list is gold. So for example, I've told you in the past about a client that had a Calendly, and one day it dawned on him, like, nobody was making sure that the emails that got put into Calendly were going over to his newsletter in Kajabi. I thought that was a one-off thing. And I recently just found an e-commerce brand who has their business purchases go through one software, and then the newsletter is going through another software. And the person managing their tech, their web development, and their newsletters had not pulled the names from the e-commerce platform over to the newsletter platform in 2 years. That is a lot of emails that are not on the newsletter. Guys, that is money sitting there. So be sure that you think about that on a regular basis. Don't just take it for granted, like, oh, well, now I have it, I could do it whenever I want. Just make it a habit that it gets done on a regular basis. Okay, that's my soapbox. You can find out more about Biz in a Box Solutions CRM by heading over to bizinaboxsolutions.com/CRM. All right, guys, now I've got a Substack, and you can connect with me there. Let's do it together. Just search me up. It's at Wild Freedom on Substack. The whole URL is substack.com/@Wild Freedom. I look forward to seeing you on Substack. Let's go. Let's get it. All right, friend. Until next time, thanks for tuning in as always. Bye for now.